email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, towns and cities in Florida are bracing themselves for the impact of Hurricane Milton, which quickly intensified from a tropical storm to a life-threatening hurricane. Residents have been told to evacuate, some of whom are still reeling from Hurricane Helene. The devastation caused there 2 weeks ago caused a number of deaths. Let's go live to Tampa, Florida. Dennis Phillips is Chief Meteorologist with ABC Action News. Good morning to you, Dennis.
Hey, Ray, how you doing?
Good. So it's a waiting game there in Florida. How's the mood?
You know, a lot of people are really nervous. I've worked here 30 years. I think we've probably only had two storms in the last 30 years that have rivaled this kind of nervousness, this kind of anxiety. It was Charlie back in 04, and it was Irma several years ago. So a lot of people started evacuating yesterday. What normally might be a three-hour drive out of this area turned out to be about an 11-hour drive. So the traffic has just been crazy.
Yeah, so long lines of traffic, like you see in those disaster movies, but it's a reality in Florida, isn't it?
It's true.
Yeah. And you've own family out, Dennis, have you?
I do, yeah. They, you know, we live about a half a mile from the Gulf of Mexico. We're not really on the water, but the storm surge is expected to come in a half a mile, maybe even a little bit more. So I evacuated them to the other coast, Jacksonville, which normally it's about a three and a half hour drive, and it took them 11 hours to get there. And all the gas stations were either closed or, like you mentioned, the lines were crazy. I was driving home from work last night, and there was one place that was still open, and there was a line of about 75 cars of people waiting to get in line just to get some gas.
So all the news channels are carrying that this is one of the worst storms in the history of Florida.
Yeah, potentially. I mean, yesterday the winds were one of the strongest ever recorded in the Gulf of Mexico, like top two in terms of low pressure, 180 mile an hour winds. And it has weakened some in the last 24 hours. So that's a good thing. It's still category three. But the big concern, we always say you hide from the wind, you run from the water. That's kind of a thing with Florida. So Floridians are kind of known to just kind of say, all right, we're going to hunker down. We're going to ride this out if you're inland away from the water. But you mentioned Helene a couple of weeks ago. We had a lot of people die because that mentality, they think, it's going to miss us. And that storm stayed 100 miles offshore, yet we still had a 10-foot surge. And a 10-foot surge is literally just a wall of water rise that goes about 10 feet. That was 10. This one's expected to be 15.
Okay. And like, science has come on and the machinery that predicts these things has come on in leaps and bounds. So when is landfall predicted to happen?
Landfall will be around 2 or 3 a.m. Thursday morning. It slowed down a little bit. Usually slowing down in the Gulf of Mexico is a bad thing because the slower storm gets, the longer it takes its time over the water and fuels it, right? So there's all that warm water out there. So the longer it's over the water, it's going to get stronger. Uh-huh. But in this case, it's going to run into a roadblock. It's going to run into some unfavorable conditions. So as it gets closer to Tampa, it's going to start to weaken. So we're kind of hoping it slows down even more, giving it more time to weaken. It's still expected to be a Cat 3 major hurricane at landfall. Massive surge is still the biggest issue. I think you're going to hear more about the surge, the water rise, than you will the wind. Wind is going to be a thing, but water is the thing that really can be deadly.
So 5 is the worst measurement of a hurricane, and you're saying it's going to be 3. It's going to be 3.
Yeah, it was a 5 yesterday. There are some folks, and I don't necessarily disagree with this. You know, the scale goes to 5 at 155 mile an hour winds, but then people think, well, how come there's not a 6? How come maybe at 180 it would have been a 6? And, you know, it's an interesting point because there's about a 25 mile an hour difference between every category. So, all right, if a 5 is 155, then why can a 6 not be 180? And we did have 180 yesterday. So, I mean, no matter how you slice it, it was one of the strongest hurricanes ever to form. And what happens is it kind of goes through a cycle where the eye, the center of the storm, replaces itself with a bigger eye. And when that happens, the storm weakens a little bit. And that's what's happened right now. But now that the new eye has developed, it's going to get stronger again.
And Dennis, will you explain, if you can, in a sort of a bar type way, what a hurricane is to our listeners?
Yeah, so a hurricane is nothing more than an area of rotating thunderstorms. So you get some storms that usually come off of Africa in the summertime for the U.S., and you get these storms, and eventually, because the Earth is spinning, right, these storms start to spin. And as they spin, liken it to one of those figure skater in the Olympics when they do those little spinny things, and then they bring their arms closer together, and they spin faster and faster.
So that's the centrifugal force. That's what they call it, the centrifugal force. Yeah,
The centrifugal force. That's exactly right. And when that happens, the faster it spins, the stronger the winds.
And you've been doing it for over 30 years, you're saying.
Yeah, a long time.
Here's the question, and it's a sort of a bigger question, because that area is known for storms. I suppose in the long term, why do people stay there, Dennis?
You know, the mentality in Florida is we live in paradise. We have the most gorgeous beaches. Everybody really loves the water and the coast. And you bring up such an interesting question, because there's a lot of people after Helene and now after this storm, I have a feeling there's going to be people saying, well, you know what? Maybe we don't want to live on the water because, I mean, people love the beach, right? I mean, I don't care what beach you're talking about. People love going to the beach and we've got some beautiful beaches. But if these beaches every couple of years get ripped up and people run into their houses get destroyed because these storms keep coming in at a greater pace, you got to wonder if people might say, nah, you know what? The mountains might be better than the beach.
Okay. And you, I'm not saying you have, but I'll put that as a question. Have you noticed changes due to climate change?
Yeah, we all know that's a real hot topic, no pun intended. I mean, it's a political thing here in the States. You know, some people are really, really pro. Some people are really, really against climate. And it's because of the politics that goes with it. I'm not a political guy. I don't get into politics. But I'll tell you from a science standpoint, there's no doubt in my mind. I don't necessarily believe that there are more storms that have been forming over the last 20 or 30 years, but there's no doubt in my mind that the storms that have formed have gotten stronger faster. Okay. And that's happened because the waters are warmer. You can argue back and forth as to how long it's going to happen and has it happened before and all the other stuff that goes on, but you cannot argue that the storms are getting stronger because they simply are.
Okay. Well, let's hope that Milton fades out before landfall on Thursday. Dennis Phillips, Chief Meteorologist with ABC Action News. Thank you. Thanks, Dennis. Thank you.
My pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.